Do you think you've been unfairly released from your job? Maybe you're a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits. Well, now there's help for you. Tune in for 30 minutes from the attorneys of Obira Fields LLC that could change your life. They have valuable information to help you if you're a public or private sector employee, and especially if you're a veteran. Now, here are the hosts, attorneys Terry Fields and Danielle Obira.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is attorney Danielle Obira from Obira Fields Law Firm.
And I'm Terry Fields. How's everybody doing out there?
Yes, happy new year to everyone. Yes. We're very excited to be kicking off the new year here with you all. And we have an exciting topic that we're going to discuss today. And we are going to discuss with you all the Fair Labor Standards Act. And that is the law that governs how much individuals are paid in wages. And so we all need some type of wages.
Yes.
We all want to get paid.
That's right.
And we want to get paid fairly.
Yes.
And appropriately. And so everyone has an interest in the Fair Labor Standards Act.
Yes. Everybody knows about the Fair Labor Standards Act mostly because it prescribes the minimum wage here in the United States. And I'll just give you a second. Do you know what the minimum wage is? It is $7.25 per hour. That is the minimum wage. And that hasn't changed, my information, is since July 24th, 2009. The Fair Labor Standards Act also prescribes overtime, which means that a worker, on average, in general, should work 40 hours a week in a 7-day period, should work 40 hours a week. And if you work over that 40-hour period, you are entitled to overtime wages, which is prescribed as a time and a half.
That's right. So if you are an hourly employee and you work more than 40 hours and you work 50 or 60 hours per week, you should expect your employer to pay you additional sums based on the Fair Labor Standards Act. And that's $7.25 per hour. That's the federal minimum wage. The Georgia minimum wage is a lot less than that. I think it may be something like $5.25.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. So in Georgia, we are way behind even the federal minimum wage. And there are some states where, and some cities and localities where the minimum wage has increased this year to $15 an hour. I don't know if you all remember, there was a big movement recently, the last couple of years, where workers have been advocating for a minimum wage. And so they've been asking for $15 an hour. So that has happened in some states. And Attorney Fields was telling me a few minutes ago that Walmart has just changed their minimum wage.
That's right. I'm not exactly sure. I just heard it on the way over on NPR that Walmart has now changed their minimum starting salary to $11 per hour for everyone, for every employee. So that's big news. And let me just take a break. I heard the phone ringing just now, and I just wanted to remind everybody about the call-in number. If you have any questions while we're here live in the studio, our number is, the call-in for the radio is 404-361-1571. Again, that's 404-361-1571. We want to encourage you to call in if you have any questions for us about anything you hear.
Absolutely. And just to remind everyone, our law firm is in Jonesboro, Georgia, and we are in downtown Jonesboro. We handle employment cases, including wage and hour cases that we're talking about today, but we also handle personal injury cases and veterans disability cases. And if you'd like to know more about our law firm, please go to our website. That is www.obira, O as in Oscar, B as in boy, I-O-R-A-H, Fields, Fields.com. And you can get some additional information about all of our practice areas. And so we are always eager and willing to help you, especially those people who call in and say that they heard us on the radio. So if you have any legal issues, please give us a call. And we do have someone who's calling now with a question, and so we will take that question. All right, what is your question?
Well, I really was just calling to chime in on the information of Walmart. I heard that today too as well, and I was very excited because of the fact that they're going to start that on next month.
Okay.
And that's an awesome blessing for the people who, all the thousands of people who work for Walmart.
And did what I heard, which made my ears perk up, Walmart is the largest private employer in the United States.
Yes, and that is a total blessing.
Yes.
And also, just for what you all are doing, I would just like to share a motivational piece. It's called Palm Trees Bend But Never Break, and that's on YouTube. That's a motivational, inspirational piece for any and everybody who needs a little motivation. That's Palm Trees Bend But Never Break.
Okay.
And God bless you all, too, as well.
Thank you. What was your name?
Mr. Gregory B.
Mr.
As and be all you can be.
Oh, right. Thanks so much for calling in, Mr. Gregory B.
All
God
right.
Bless.
Thank you very much for that. And yes, it is certainly a blessing to those Walmart workers to get an increase in their income. So that is fantastic. So we want to talk about in some detail what happens if you work for an employer and you work 60 hours doing a work week, and you get your check, and you notice this does not reflect 60 hours worth of work. So either they only pay you for 40 hours, and they don't include any additional time, or they pay you for straight time, the $7.25 an hour, or whatever your normal hourly wage is, and there's no overtime. So what do you do? So first you're going to be pissed. You're going to be upset.
That's right.
You may have a few choice words for someone.
That's right.
But after that, the next thing that you do, you have a couple of options. So you can always contact the Department of Labor, and you can file a complaint. And that's certainly one of the things that you can do. That's a resource to you. You can also contact an attorney, like our law office, and you can pursue the wages that you owe that way. So when we have clients who call us and say, I haven't been paid, we have a few questions we have to ask. We want to make sure, is this employer covered by the statute?
Right.
So that's very important.
That is one of the first things you should know. First of all, always ask a lawyer. And one of my first pieces of advice that I'll tell you almost in every area that I practice in is do not delay. Do not delay. Call a lawyer and ask them. But one of the indications as to whether your company that you work for would be covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act or not is if it's smaller, if it's like a family-owned business, a little mom and pop, maybe not. Maybe so, maybe not. If it's the larger the company is, the more likely the Fair Labor Standards Act applies to it.
That's right.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say a little bit about people working for temp agencies. This applies to you as well. Sometimes there's some question as to, do I work for the temp agency or do I work for the employer that they sent me to work for? We can figure that all out. Just know you are entitled to that minimum wage still.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And so we have to ask what size is the company to make sure they're covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. And the company has to make at least $500,000 in revenues per year. And it's pretty easy for companies to make that amount. So that's one of the things that we look at. And then we want to make sure that you are somebody who's actually covered by the Fair Labor Standards Act. And we make sure you're covered based on the type of work that you do. So are you a supervisor? Do you receive a salary? So sometimes employers will classify an employee as a supervisor when they really are not. They're mm-hmm. not supervising anyone.
That's right.
Just to avoid the Fair Labor Standards Act. So that's an important thing that we have to determine. And once we've determined that, then we look at, okay, what happened? And usually you have to clock into your job. You have to document your hours for your employer in some way. And with this particular law, it's the employer's responsibility to keep those time records. So sometimes we have cases where the employer says, I don't have any records. I don't know how many hours this person worked. Well, if that's the case, then guess what? It's their fault. Mm-hmm. It's their responsibility to keep up with those hours. So that shouldn't deter you just because you don't have the records yourself. If you're working for a company, they should have that. So once we, but we want to verify what your salary has been in the past. So we'll ask you, bring in some pay stubs, any other documents you have from your employer so that we can establish what your prior pay was. And then at that point, we are ready to contact the employer and try to resolve this. You know, we always want to resolve it without having to file a lawsuit, and many times we can. But if we cannot, we are prepared to file a lawsuit so that we can enforce your rights.
That's right. That's right. Let me ask you this. This is many different situations may arise, but let me ask you this. If an employer is paid every 2 weeks, and they work 60 hours 1 week, but they work 20 hours the next week, so it's a total of 80 hours over 2 weeks. Are they entitled to overtime for that 60 hours they worked that 1 week?
Absolutely. So the overtime applies to the work week, not the pay period. So if you're if during any particular work week you earn overtime, you work more than 40 hours, then you're entitled to overtime. And this, and actually that scenario happens quite frequently where the employer will say, well, during the pay period, you only worked a total of 80 hours, so I'm not going to pay you any overtime. And we recently had a case like that in our office where the employee worked for a college in Georgia in law enforcement. It was not a state college. It was a private college. And the individual was, and sometimes law enforcement, people in security, they have these schedules where they will work during one particular week, 80 hours, then the next week, only 20 hours, so that their time off, they have extended periods of time off. And this gentleman had been doing this for years, and the college had been doing this for years. They had that schedule, and they were not paying the employees overtime. And when our client, you know, decided to investigate and realize this was not right, we were able to resolve the issue just through a demand letter. And although it was just our client who wanted to pursue this, all of his coworkers benefited from his courage in bringing the claim. They were too afraid to join him, but they benefited because the college realized, okay, we have been doing this to everyone, and we don't want anyone to sue. Right. So, you know, the one person had enough courage to stand up and decide, I'm going to pursue this claim. And he was able to benefit everyone. And so, so it does take a lot of courage to pursue these claims. Right. And he still works there. He didn't leave. He's still an employee. And legally, the employer cannot retaliate against you. And if they do retaliate against you, then you have a separate claim that you can pursue.
That's right. That's right. So it's very important that we stay vigilant in with regard to these wages. The employers are very savvy. They've been at it longer than most of the workers have, so they know the ways around it. If you have any question as to what your employer is doing to you, if you're not being compensated as you believe that you should under federal law, you reach out to an attorney, reach out to us as quickly as you can.
And our telephone number at our office is 404-994-6218. Again, that's 404-994-6218. And if you have a question, a burning question now, give us a call. We would be happy to answer your question. And the number here at the radio station is 404-361-1571.
Yes.
So give us a call if you have any questions about any wage and hour issue or any other type of issue. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Are you a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits? Unfairly terminated from your job? Now there's help for you. Obira Fields LLC is a full-service law firm assisting public and private employees with a variety of employer-related complaints. Our attorneys are dedicated to enforcing and protecting the rights of employees as well as those of veterans. We're ready to assist you whether your case is in Georgia or federal court anywhere in the U.S. For more information, go to obirafields.com or call us 404-994-6218. At Obira Fields, it's your rights, but our fight. You a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits? Unfairly terminated from your job? Now there is help for you. Tune in at 2 p.m. on the second Thursday of each month to attorneys Terry Field and Danielle Obira right here on WIGO. They bring you great info and resources to help you in your fight for fair treatment as an unfairly treated employee or veteran seeking their VA benefits. Don't miss Obira Fields, LLC, here on WIGO AM 1570. Listen online at WIGOAM.com or mobile with the TuneIn app.
All right, and we're back. We're back. Now, this is Your Rights, Our Fight Live, Obira Fields, LLC, law firm. And we were talking about wage and hour law, just giving you an overview of the Fair Labor Standards Act. But now we wanted to talk specifically about a case that we had in our firm that we have recently taken to trial and got a successful verdict.
Absolutely. So these cases can take a while to work their way through the legal system, but there is justice for workers. So if you're a worker, don't give up. You know, be willing to pursue your rights. So the case that we were involved in was down in Dublin, Georgia, which is a small town about 2 hours outside of Atlanta. And there was a company that was purportedly a nonprofit that was and supposed to be doing good work in the community. But the company and the owner of the company refused to pay its employees minimum wage. And sometimes he didn't even, overtime. And sometimes he didn't pay them minimum wage. And so after a couple of years of litigation, we went to trial last month. We were able to establish our client's wages. And these were people who were very, you know, a simple
salt of the earth.
Yes.
Good people. Yes.
And they were doing some very difficult and long work, and they simply were not being paid for it. And so after lots of years of litigation, we were able to get a verdict for them. And some of the individuals are getting, $32,000 in damages and overtime. So it varied depending on how long the individuals had worked there and how much overtime they'd worked. But this employer, you know, our clients would work from 12 o'clock at night until 6 o'clock in the morning, or from 6 o'clock in the morning until 6 at night.
Yes.
So that's 12 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them were not even being paid minimum wage. So you think this doesn't happen in this country?
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely happens. We're always talking about the workers and, you know, in other countries, in China and third world countries, but we have employers right here in our country, in Georgia, who are mistreating employees.
Taking advantage because they didn't know their rights. They signed on. And it's kind of like what you were talking about before, how they'll give the, I'm giving you a promotion. You're now a supervisor. And now you have a salary. And what that means is I'm not going to pay you by the hour. And when you break down the hours that you work, divided by the money that you're paid, you're getting four or five, even less dollars an hour. And it's really unfair, and it's actually illegal.
Yes, so it is definitely illegal.
Yeah.
And so if you find yourself in that situation, give us a call.
Okay, so I must brag on my law partner, who was first chair in this trial, went down to Dublin. And I must say, there was at least a dozen plaintiffs that we dealt with who were calling us very conscientious about their case. And we had to keep all of that straight, went down to Dublin, made persuasive arguments before the judge, and won handily the judgment. And I wish you all could have seen her. I know our clients were very, very, very pleased with the outcome. And so you just had an employer there who knew exactly what he... Thank you. Very nice. Thank you so much. So we look forward to that opportunity to help more people who are in this type of position. It yes. happens.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it happens way too often.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to give you all some unfortunate, disappointing information. So everyone's all excited about the new tax cut and the fact that some companies are raising wages, which is great. That's fantastic. But one of the things that the current administration is doing is they are changing the wage and hour laws. They're changing some of the regulations. And one of the things, changes that they are making is how tipped employees are paid. So if you work at a restaurant and you depend on those tips because you're making, I think it's like $2.25 or $2.75 an hour. So it's a very small minimum wage that you're guaranteed. And then you depend on those tips to make it up. Well, now the Trump administration is proposing a rule change that would allow your employer to take control of the tips and to distribute the tips to all the other workers in the restaurant. So the guys in the kitchen, the dishwashers, the people bussing the tables, all of them would get a part of the tips. So we want all of the workers, obviously, to receive a decent and living wage, the dishwashers and everyone else, but it shouldn't be at the cost of the waitresses and the servers not benefiting from the tips. So yeah. That's one of the changes that the Trump administration is making. And we really have to be vigilant and keep on top of the other changes because these are real pocketbook issues.
I know. They affect us directly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not esoteric. It's tangible.
That's right.
It affects you.
So you will see it in your paycheck. So on the one hand, some people may be getting raises, and that's fantastic. And we hope that those companies continue to raise the minimum wage for workers. But for some workers, you have to be really aware of what's going on. And some people are not going to get the same level of income that they may be used to.
Yeah.
So that's an unfortunate situation. Unfortunately, you know, things like this happen all too often.
Yes. And I have a question for you. But before that, I just want to make sure everybody still knew about the call-in number. It's 404-361-1571, 404-361-1571. So say I've been at an employer for 10, 15 years, and I've decided I have been underpaid, and I contact the attorney. How much of my money can I get back? Can I get back my money from day one that I started working there?
So Attorney Fields was saying earlier, don't delay. And in these type of cases, it's very important that you not delay because you only have 2 years to recover your money. So the statute of limitations is a 2-year statute of limitations. So if you've been working at that employer for 10 years and you wake up today and you decide enough is enough, I need to be paid properly, I'm not taking it anymore, you can only go back 2 years to recover your wages. So that's why if this is happening to you, don't delay. Contact an attorney immediately so that you can ensure you get the benefit of your labor and everything that you are owed. And our office number is 404-994-6218. Give us a call. We would be happy to speak with you. Our consultations, we have a free initial consultation. It doesn't cost anything. And when you call, please make sure to say you heard about this issue on WIGO. And we'd be happy to discuss it with you.
That's right. We're always available for you. We want to look out for our workers. Our slogan at our firm is "Your Rights, Our Fight." So this is a fight that we can take up for you and get you the the wages that you have worked for, you have actually worked for.
Absolutely. And I mentioned briefly before that your employer cannot retaliate against you. So that means they can't fire you, they can't discipline you, they can't start treating you differently because you're pursuing these rights. And if they do, then the statute, the law has a remedy for that also. So if that happens, you know, we always have to advise our clients, you know, pay attention. If anything happens in the workplace and you think it's related to this, let us know so that we can promptly pursue all the legal remedies that you are entitled to.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, did you all have any questions for us? Y'all feel free to call in. It's 404-361-1571. Okay, and so at our firm, this is one of our areas of practice where we've had a lot of success, but we do practice in other areas. We have a personal injury practice. We practice SSDI. We practice veterans, which we talked a whole lot about veterans. We heard from a lot of you about our veterans practice, and we look forward to continuing to hear from you if you need our assistance. We have a employment practice. If you're facing discrimination on your job, not just with regard to the wages, but discrimination if you've been fired or transferred or your pay has been cut or suspended from your job, you feel free to give us a call, especially federal employees. We work with federal employees as well.
That's right.
And estate planning, probate litigation, which is actually my baby. If you, I say everyone needs to plan for their estate, and that's what we do. It's the ounce of prevention that's worth the pound of cure, I always say. And I do probate litigation as well, probate court litigation. So
that's right. And earlier, I talked about the security guard, the police officer at the college, and I do want to make sure I clarify that. Police officers who work for a city or municipality, there is an exemption in the Fair Labor Standards Act that does not provide them with the same overtime wages. So there is that exemption, but what happens a lot of times is that the employer will misapply it. So they will say, well, you're a security guard or a police officer, you're not entitled to overtime. Well, that's not true. It's only governmental entities that have that exemption. So if you are work for a private college or a private sector employer, then it doesn't apply to them. Mm-hmm. So you really have to be on top of things because there are all kinds of exceptions and loopholes,
yes,
and the employers,
yes,
know about
that's
them.
Right.
You may not.
That's right.
So if you have any questions, you need to seek competent legal advice.
That's right. Get someone who's in the know. You're not on your own. You have an ally in our law firm.
That's right. And we're right here in our office is in Clayton County. And we're in downtown Jonesboro. Our telephone number is 404-994-6218. And we'd love to have you call us with any of your legal issues. We'd love to talk with you about them. And, you know, we live in some very uncertain times today. There are lots of changes going on. So there are lots of changes going on in with wage and hour cases, with the amount of money that people are being paid. So if you have any questions, let us know. One of the questions we get a lot, and I'll just say this real quickly before we wrap up, is we get this question all the time about how much an individual is being paid. When they're hired, the employer says, I'm going to pay you $10 an hour. But when they get their paycheck, it's only $7.25 an hour. So what do you do in that situation? So in Georgia, if you are contracted to work at a certain wage and you perform the services, you are entitled to that pay. And that's really a state law that would govern that. There's the possibility that you could pursue that claim. But unfortunately, for most people, what's going to happen is that you're not going to have a lot of recourse because in Georgia, it's an at-will employment state, which means your employer can dictate your pay and how many hours you work and those type of things. So So just be aware of that if that happens to you. So we can be reached at 404-994-6218.
This has been Your Rights, Our Fight Live. Call us, contact us, reach out if we can help.
Are you a veteran struggling to obtain your benefits? Unfairly terminated from your job? Now there's help for you. Obira Fields LLC is a full-service law firm assisting public and private employees with a variety of employer-related complaints. Our attorneys are dedicated to enforcing and protecting the rights of employees as well as those of veterans. We're ready to assist you whether your case is in Georgia or federal court anywhere in the U.S. For more information, go to obirafields.com or call us 404-994-6218. At Obira Fields, it's your rights, but our fight. Thanks for listening to attorneys Daniel Obira and Terry Fields of Obira Fields LLC. We hope this show provided you with some valuable information regarding your rights as an employee or veteran. For more information, go to our website, obirafields.com, like us on Facebook, or call us at 404-994-6218 for a free consultation. Also, get weekly updates on Ask Your Lawyer Fridays at 4:05 p.m. right here on WIGO 1570.